This is Barbara Schickler, Wednesday, July 11th, 1990, with Dorothy Attanning in her home and studio at 45th Avenue, interview number one, side number one. Hello, Dorothea.
Hello, Barbara.
I'm happy to be here and to see this marvelous apartment and to interview you once more, but let's not call it an interview because you've been interviewed ad nauseum, I think. Let's chat. We can.
Good.
You were about to talk about a trip you had just made, which took you from London through Bath, etc. You were having a show. Let's just start with a little
yes,
chat
I
about that.
Yes, I had an exhibition at a gallery called Runkle Hugh Williams in Old Bond Street, very nice gallery. And it was works on paper, and it was September 1989, and then after this show, in a week in London, we rented a car, I say we because I was with friends, and took a little tour around the countryside because I don't know England hardly at all. And it was very nice to go to places like, I don't know, Salisbury Cathedral and Bath and Ava Berry Circle and Stonehenge and such places.
Oh, lucky. Lucky and lovely. Were you with people who knew the history of the places?
No, not at all. Just another American tourist like myself.
Yes. It's very interesting to read about you and see how busy you are now. You're very, very busy. You have a very active schedule of painting and showing.
I have been busy the last few years. And as a matter of fact, I've had, well, three exhibitions last year.
Goodness.
And I was just counting up the things I've been doing since 1988, which was the date of this exhibition at Kent Gallery of the Paintings that was in 88. So sometimes I have a terrible habit of castigating myself if I feel that I'm not doing enough and saying that I'm lazy and that I'm a time waster. So I sat down and figured up everything I had done, and then I felt a little better.
Yes, I should think you would. What's enough in your mind?
Enough?
What shapes enough? Where does enough come from?
Well, enough means that I am keeping busy and doing and working at my craft, which is making art. And sometimes I feel that I spend days and days without doing anything, without really keeping busy in the studio anymore. But then I say, well, at my age, maybe I deserve to have a little time off from time to time. But at the same time, I like to feel that I'm going to keep on doing this until the day I drop.
I have heard it said by several artists that the time not spent painting is also part of painting.
Well, it is in a sense, but I think one shouldn't exaggerate in that direction.
You're rather Spartan, are you, about yourself?
Well, for example, I like to spend my mornings in bed. And I do, and I think it's extremely important for me. I just can't get up in the morning, and I have my breakfast in bed. But then you see, I do a lot of thinking there.
Mm-hmm.
And I maybe read some letters or write something or do something or think of something and think of how I'm going to work on that picture that's waiting in the studio. And in that sense, it is productive.
Yes.
So that by the time I get up and ready to go in, I know what I'm going to do, more or less.
This sounds to me very like the person who grew up in Galesburg and decided that that's not where she wanted to be. You know, the whole story of how you left, how you grew up, how you discovered the library, etc., is very interesting in the light of hearing you talk about